Welcome to WGXC 90.7 FM. I got it. I almost messed it up, but I got it.
It was just so cute hearing you say it with the microphones off.
Stop.
Hey, Loretta.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good. It's going well.
Yeah. What's new?
Nothing.
I'm shocked.
Yeah. Nothing really happens anymore, does it?
That's not true. Well, a lot happens. First of all, the ice in Antarctica is melting. That's kind of a big deal. I mean, if you want to know what's happening.
You know that's not what I mean.
Yeah, I know. I know it's not what you mean. Well, I drank some coffee. I drank some iced coffee because at 3 o'clock I felt the slump coming. So I'm fighting it today.
Hmm.
What?
Are you okay? You good?
I'm awake. I'm not as comatose as I was last week.
You were really, really
I was falling asleep last week. Trying to do the show horizontal. Close to horizontal as possible.
That was, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I can think of some things that are going on. How do you like having me over here, by the way?
It doesn't really make a difference to me.
You have to like turn your head more to see me.
Yeah, you're right. I guess I have to actually move.
Move your body.
To interact with you.
Not just roll your eyes.
Well, I can still do that.
Well, you know what I wanted to do on the radio today?
What?
I thought you could give your review of the West Taconic Diner. Remember how we went to that diner over the weekend?
What if someone who works there is listening to the radio?
I think we could do it in a way that's like not mean.
Hey, look.
I don't have my glasses on.
It's Mark Ruffalo.
Oh, wow.
You think he's really attractive?
Don't let the frackin' frackers frack you, bro.
That was great.
He said that to us at WGXE.
That was really cool. It's a highlight.
Are you? You're on Tumblr.
I am.
Loretta, turn off Tumblr. Are you addicted? Are you addicted to Tumblr?
I have over 1,600 followers to impress. I'm blogging about being on the radio.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just be on the radio? What are you saying?
Because what are you talking about? You are talking about a diner.
It's not my show.
Yeah, well. Go ahead. Say.
Well, I liked your review.
Well, first of all, there were like 6 ants on the table, which was disgusting to start with.
That kind of sucked. And that was like the first thing you noticed.
Yeah.
Do you remember what they were crawling on?
It was like the little individualized packets of maple syrup.
Yeah. Ants on those.
It was gross.
So then I took that, moved it to the counter, and I was like, there's some ants on there. But then they were still on the table.
What were you expecting to happen after you told the staff that there were ants on the table?
Well, I didn't expect there to be more. And then you did this crazy thing, which was you tried to cover it up with a straw wrapper.
No, I tried to kill them.
You weren't really killing it. You were like placing it gingerly over the top of the ant.
No, I wasn't. I was crushing it with a straw wrapper.
You were crushing is not the word. You were.
I crushed it.
Gently sort of allowing gravity to pull the paper downward while your thumb was in
That's
the close
so
area.
That's not true.
But the thing wasn't dead, was it?
I killed at least 3 of them.
Okay, so
the one time where I didn't kill it on the first try, it was like in the crack between the table and the wall where it was attached.
I mean, the thing is, we have ants in our house, but like we're not feeding people for money.
Yeah, that's true.
So it's not like it's that big a deal to have ants. It's just, I mean, but, you know, put a trap out, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I love that diner, despite the ants.
I did not like my food very much.
Yeah.
My
talk about the French fries.
My grilled cheese was soaked in pickle juice, and I don't like pickles.
Well, that's not a cook problem. That's a plate organization problem.
Well, that's still a diner problem in general.
It still is a presentation problem. Okay, so grilled cheese soaked in pickle juice, ants on the individual maple syrup container, and what was the last problem? The French fries.
They were like solid on the inside. It was just a regular potato.
They weren't.
It was like cooked on the outside, and on the inside it was just a potato.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
You got to get the French fries right in a diner, because really that's 80% of the reason why you're there.
Yeah.
Right? You want French fries, you go to a diner.
I'm getting hungry for French fries.
Let's go to a diner.
Yeah, let's just leave the radio station. Who cares about that?
Anyway, I had an awesome breakfast that day. Can I talk about my breakfast?
You can.
Okay, I did that thing where you order the breakfast special that's actually two meals. So you get the one plate with the eggs and the bacon and the hash browns and the toast, and then you get the second plate with the pancakes. So it's like they come out of the kitchen and they've got two plates and they put them down in front of me. So I got to eat two breakfasts.
You're just really excited about this, aren't you?
It was so good. Ants and all. I had such an awesome breakfast.
We can go back there. I just know what not to get now.
Maple syrup.
Everything that I got.
Pickle juice. No pickle.
Yeah, because I ordered pickle juice. That's
so, okay, so a less than completely satisfying for Loretta trip to the West Taconic Diner.
You know what was great?
What?
X-Men. Can we talk about that again?
Yeah, we went to see the X-Men movie.
You liked it, didn't you?
I did. I liked it. You know, it was a little bit of that, what was that Tim Burton movie? Dark Shadows.
I liked X-Men a lot better than Dark Shadows.
Well, I'm just saying it was that thing where they go back to the 70s, and that's like half the movie is just making jokes about the 70s.
That's I guess so. I was gonna argue with that, but it's kind of true. So
now I love the 70s. I grew up in them.
Yeah,
so that was fun for me. I liked it.
The acting was great.
The acting was really good.
You looked like you were about to disagree with that for a second.
No.
Are you sure? Absolutely, because you look like you're debating whether or not even to start an argument about whether or not the actors from a Marvel movie are good.
All I can really think about is Hugh Jackman. Oh, what's his name was in it? He was great. Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender.
He was awesome.
He plays Eric.
He plays young Ian McKellen.
Young Eric.
Eric. Yeah. And who played young, what's his name?
James McAvoy.
That is like a huge compliment to Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Okay. Like
he said that too. Patrick Stewart said that.
I am so lucky to be given James McAvoy as the young me.
I was really happy because I found out at some point in my life I looked like James McAvoy.
I don't know about.
They do. I mean, if you look at it.
No.
They do have the same. Mm-mm. He's not nearly as attractive as James McAvoy, but they do have similar facial features.
I have no idea what Patrick Stewart looked like when he was 32 or however old.
The exact same as he does now. He doesn't age. He got like three wrinkles and that's it.
I never really got the thing with Patrick Stewart.
Star Trek. It's just.
No, he's like a Shakespearean actor.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He's oh, like right. I knew that. What am I saying?
Actor
I knew that.
Who happened to do
but
Star Trek.
But everyone knows him from Star Trek.
Yeah. No, I know. Anyway, you know, and if I were James McAvoy, I would be like, oh, really? That's.
James McAvoy knows he's not going to look like that when he gets old.
He's funny.
He's really good. I love James McAvoy.
He's great. So tell us about Michael Fassbender and James McAvoy going on the like talk show circuit.
What? They're just really gay.
They're really gay together.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
What am I supposed to say? I don't know.
It's not a bad thing. So what do they go on and they tell us? Cause you're into that. You're into the fact that they're always clowning together on talk shows.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's because I basically run a blog about Marvel.
Okay.
I don't know what you want me to say.
So tell us some of the things they've done.
They're mostly dick jokes, so I can't really say them.
I don't think you should say them. No, you're right.
Yeah, that's...
But can't you describe it in a way that's appropriate for daytime radio?
No. You brought this up.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
Why don't you play a song? Get us out of this mess.
What was the sky for a song you
wanted? You were
going to
play the one, Nobody Asked Me How I Was Feeling. Something like that. Nobody
Close
asked
enough.
Me if I was okay.
Yeah. Nobody asked me how I was feeling.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Nobody asked me if I was feeling.
I'll try.
Nobody Asked Me by Sky Ferreira.
Kind of a complainy song.
Okay.
Isn't it? Nobody asked me if I was okay. Well, maybe they were busy living their own life. What's that mean?
I don't know. Ask Sky Ferreira.
What does it mean? I don't know. What do you think it means? I'm asking you. Nobody asked me if I was okay. Should they have? Who? Who should have asked? I like the song. I like
You're
her.
Quite a complainer too, so don't... you are, and you know you are.
About what? About... All right, we don't want to talk about that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I thought. You complain about a lot of stuff. You know what you don't complain about? Your car.
That's true.
If I were you, I would be complaining about your car.
I love my car.
I know. I don't.
I love it every day. 139,000 miles on that car. Mm. 7 years. I definitely don't complain about my car. What yeah. else don't I complain about? I don't complain about the weather lately.
Yeah, you do. You complained about the weather a lot this winter.
Oh, this winter, but not in May.
No, May not in is May. The That's true.
No complaining about the weather month in Columbia County. I think 5 months of winter are totally worth 1 month of May in Columbia County.
Yeah.
What else do I complain about that we can talk about? Come
the
on.
The TV shows I like and movies. You complain a lot about my favorite TV shows and movies.
I do?
Mm-hmm. You complain about the music I like.
All
you
right.
You just did
Wait
it.
Wait a second.
You just did it.
I did give my opinion, but that's not the same as complaining.
All right, I suppose. But you do complain about my TV sometimes.
Which ones did I complain about?
Fantastic Four.
That's not really complaining.
You made
it's fun criticizing.
Of it.
Yeah, I didn't. You know, Fantastic Four is no like great work of art.
I can agree with that. I can't wait. The new one's going to be good.
How do you know?
Because it's coming out in 2015 and it's a Marvel movie.
Well, they're not all good.
Which ones aren't good that have come out in the past 3 years?
I didn't like the new Spider-Man movie.
But you're wrong about the new Spider-Man movie.
Oh, my God. I actually went out into the lobby for a little while.
Did you?
Yeah. And I said to the woman, I was like, I can't believe how boring this movie is. The woman at the concession stand at the Crandall Theater.
Yeah, and did... there is you complaining about the movies I like.
Well,
that is complaining about the movies
I'm,
I like.
I don't really, it's like
you
I
didn't
could
complain
kind of,
to me, but you did complain to the
You know,
girl
I'm being
lobby.
A little more upfront about how I felt about it now.
That is complaining.
I just didn't like it.
I can't believe how boring this movie is complaining.
All right. All right.
You gotta give me this one.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you that one. You complain about the music I like. You don't even listen to the music I like
That's
anymore.
That's true.
Yeah, when's the last time I picked music in the car? Like,
you want me to listen to headphones?
Ago.
You can pick music.
Well, you don't even like give it a shot.
Yeah, when we're listening to music, most of the music that we both like is my music.
That's because I'm more open-minded than you are.
That's not necessarily true.
I think there's plenty of music of mine that you would like, but that would require admitting that you like something that I like, that I liked first.
I think I've done that a few times.
You have done it a few times.
Wes Anderson movies.
I love Wes Anderson.
You know what I didn't like, though, since we're talking about complaining about movies?
You're not going to talk about Grand Budapest Hotel. Okay, good.
Moonrise Kingdom.
I never saw it. I'll watch it and give you my opinion.
You'll probably like it.
Some people loved it. Some people hated it.
Didn't like it.
All right. Fair enough.
There are just some movies that are really popular that I didn't like.
But, you know, I don't
mind
you.
All the Star Trek fans loved Pacific Rim. I didn't really.
Yeah, I don't mind you giving your opinion, even if it's something I really like. Like, I might have my feelings hurt, but I understand it's just your opinion.
Have I ever said anything mean about, like, Guided by Voices or something?
You've made fun of them in a mean way.
Have I?
Yeah.
I've made fun of the amount that you listen to them.
Yeah, that's true.
That's a bit different.
And you've made fun of that song, Dragons Awake, that I really love.
That song has ridiculous lyrics.
It has really ridiculous
lyrics. What's the one line that's just really, it has no meaning?
Something about pearls and swine and...
Sprinkle the pearls over the ham.
Yeah.
Is that a metaphor for something?
No, it's just Robert Pollard just spewing whatever comes into his head.
All right, I'm going to play a song.
Oh, okay.
It's Tallulah by Company of Thieves.
To learn or to sell or to send or receive anymore. Ain't nothing to see or to learn or to sell or to send or receive anymore. No one's out.
By Company of Thieves.
Great song.
I love that song.
Really good song. Reminded me a little bit of like soul music, 70s soul music. I just was asking you if you've heard Amy Winehouse.
I have.
Do you like her?
Eh.
Okay.
Okay.
Because she does that kind of retro soul thing. She's got a great voice, too.
Well, I haven't listened to her in like a year, so maybe I'll give her another shot.
Yeah, you might want to give her another shot. You might like her.
Hmm.
She was also kind of bad, you know what. Like, I don't even think I should say that word.
Okay. Yeah. Message received.
So, I did a show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
At the Spotty Dog. You came to it.
You were very good. You did really, really well.
You think so?
I think it was a fantastic show.
God, Loretta, thanks.
Yeah.
Was I Shatner-esque in a good way?
Yeah. Yeah, you were.
Any other pithy review?
I can't think of any right now. I'm too tired.
I
was up late watching, finishing a movie.
Kenny, you know our friend Kenny?
I do.
Kenny posted a little video on Facebook, which I couldn't actually watch because I have a really hard time watching myself. But I saw him and I was like, oh, I saw that you posted that. Thanks. And he was like, he said that I should play with a metal band and come out dressed like a school marm.
Do it.
I thought that was a pretty good concept.
Yeah, I think it's definitely.
Well, that's really nice that you were there. It meant a lot to me that
what
you wanted to come.
What did I was going
to
talk about?
I guess not my show, because you seem ready to change the subject.
No, it's not that. We were just quieting down. Need a topic.
Got any more reviews of anything? Oh, TV shows that I've seen lately. Were you going to ask me like what TV shows I've been watching? I don't watch TV.
Yeah, I know you don't.
But I am watching Boardwalk Empire, beginning to end. I just watched.
Is
Michael Pitt gone? Yes.
I like him.
Yeah, he's gone.
I like him because he was in Hannibal. He was in another movie I saw recently that I liked. He was in Rob the Mob.
I didn't see that.
That was good.
Anything else out that you want to see?
No, I wanted to see the James McAvoy movie, but it turns out that it already came out.
Filth?
Mm-hmm.
It's already come and gone.
Mm.
Oh,
I saw it. It was.
What else was he in? He was big like 3 or 4 or 5 years ago. That's when he first kind of got big.
I thought he first got big with X-Men.
This is his first X-Men, right?
No.
Oh, really? He's been in other X-Men?
Yeah. You don't remember the sad beach scene?
I've only seen the first X-Men. I never even saw the second X-Men.
That actually came out a few years ago, which is probably why he got big. Yeah, I've got a for X-Men First Class.
I haven't seen it. I want to see it.
You know what the thing with Marvel movies is? There's always a sad beach scene.
That's check.
There's always a sad beach scene.
How do you know if it's a Marvel movie? Sad beach scene.
Well,
check.
Some movies have sad beach scenes.
Lots of cars blowing up.
Aren't Marvel movies.
Innocent people dying and you don't even notice. Check.
Always lots of cars blowing up. But yeah, that's...
Things rising out of the Potomac River.
Actually,
check.
In the new X-Men, not so many cars blew
no,
up.
No, you're right.
However, the apocalypse did happen. So.
Well, they all got killed at the end, but then it didn't really matter. I guess that's kind of a spoiler. I think we ought to wrap it up because it's almost time to go. It's
all
been
right.
A nice week with you here, Loretta.
Here's
nice
the Sid Rim remix of Recover by Churches.
Oh.
It's, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Great. Love you.
Don't worry.